We are going to start with looking at the different sources of medical information you may have in a district on district employees. Where do these come from? The first source is official requests for leave of absence. So, for example, under the Family and Medical Leave Act, or FMLA, if an employee is requesting a leave for their own serious health condition, you're going to have a medical certification of that, otherwise known as a WH-380E. And in that case, that's medical information that needs to be considered confidential. Also, if you have a request for temporary disability leave, you're going to be requiring, under the statute, a note from the physician that says that there's an inability to work, the date the leave would begin, and a probable date of return. That sounds pretty simple and not very private. However, in my experience, you usually end up with a lot more information on that physician statement. So again, you're coming into contact with private medical information. Now, in addition to FMLA and TDL, you also will get requests for leave under other leave provisions, one being a sick leave bank or sick leave pool. And in that case, you're going to require some evidence of a catastrophic illness or injury. Again, that's the type of information we're talking about. You can have requests for other more long-term absences that you would need medical documentation per policy. A lot of times the policies will call for 3-5 days of absence before that's required. But again, you're coming into contact with that information.